Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening. Email me your questions, requests, and other feedback to podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. On our official website, simplyscottish.com, you'll find a playlist, resources, and audio links to every episode of Simply Scottish. You can also learn about becoming a partner with Simply Scottish to promote your business, service, or event. That's at our website, simplyscottish.com. Over at Facebook, you can join our Scottish conversation, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Every month, I give away a CD of Scottish music there. Plus, you get show updates and Scottish trivia. That's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. We'll see you there. On this episode, part two of our poetry and song series, you'll hear selections from Alistair Patterson, Liz Lockhead, and Christian Milne. Let's start with some music. Here's Deacon Blue with a song called Dignity.
There's a man I meet, walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years, and he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter, puts it in the bag, and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's bag. The children call him Bogey. He never lets on, but I know, cause he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. Telling a story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading me our keys. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for dignity. And I'll sail up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity. We'll dignity. I strip all dignity. That's you.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Sometimes it's good to shut the screens off, find a comfortable place to sit, and enjoy the refined, surprising, and crisp language of poetry. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we're doing just that. Alistair Patterson was born in Edinburgh. He won an Eric Gregory Award for his poetry in 1976. In addition to writing, Patterson has directed the work of academic libraries in Britain and Ireland, and he's travelled extensively. His latest collection is On the Governing of Empires. Here's a poem from that volume called On the Library. It shone at night. It shone beautifully. It shone like the Eddystone. It shone like the fire cave. It shone like the old torpedo works. It shone like honeycomb spreadsheets. It shone like Alchemy Alley. It shone like Aurora Midnight Mass. It shone like a plaintient surge. It shone like a troubadour fragment. It shone like test site instruments. It shone like tower block hypodermics. It shone like a harvest moon supper. It shone like famine eyes. It shone like harmonica rail track. It shone like the Tiger Sonata. It shone like chandelier futures. It shone like the twilight home past. It shone like news from another star. It shone like the road to ruin. It shone like iron in the soul. It shone like an ampoule of angel dust. It shone like a fistful of martyr clippings. It shone like oranges in a net. It shone like torches in a deep dark forest. It shone like grandma's fireside. It shone like the wicked queen's smile. It shone like the necklace left in the laurel. It shone like the ring spilled in the reeds. It shone like a god's pursuit sandals. It shone like an autumn arboretum. It shone like the cherry pond spring. It shone like a thief's deep pockets. It shone like a jackdaw's escape velocity. It shone like a pirate's night sweats. It shone like riot in lakeside towns. It shone like an eyelay lock-in. It shone like a box full of butterflies. It shone like a web at the wood's edge. It shone like blazing hilltop victory. It shone like the valley of last resort. It shone like the story of you and me. It shone all night. In 2004, the Scottish Government created the position of Scots Macker, the National Poet for Scotland. Macker is the Scots word for the author of a literary work, and particularly for a poet. Edwin Morgan was the first to hold the post until his death in 2010. In 2011, author, playwright and poet Liz Lochhead was appointed to the 5-year position, charged with advancing the role of poetry in the lives of the people of Scotland. Upon accepting the post, Lochhead had this to say. I accept it on behalf of poetry itself, which is and always has been the core of our culture, and in grateful recognition of the truth that poetry, the reading of it, the writing of it, the saying of it out loud, the learning of it by heart, matters deeply to ordinary Scottish people everywhere. We'll share a poem by Liz Lochhead after music from the group Manran, whose combination of Gaelic and English songs is coupled with powerful instrumentation, including the accordion, fiddle, Highland and Uilleann pipes.
Nach Janerist is token Shohanan heart is power Skoshi soon Doch trot o' lion Etre mor kise Stok to hyn Minto nier Sganen ach Fad mi mi lion Fosh chin-chin, hermana. The path of the sky, the space. I
What's your favourite Scottish poem or poet? Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish, and post your thoughts. Scotland's national poet Liz Lochhead was born in Motherwell in 1947. Although interested in art, she was encouraged in high school to study English at university. She wrote her first poem while at the Glasgow School of Art, and in 1971 won a Radio Scotland poetry competition. A year later, she published her first collection, Memo for Spring, and began associating with successful writers of the time, including James Kelman, Alistair Gray and Tom Leonard. She earned her living teaching art in secondary schools, before living for a period in Canada and the United States. Lochhead has achieved success as a playwright and as a poet, and is celebrated for her unique voice and use of the Scots language in her writing. In one poem from her sixth collection, she articulates generations of weary anger over the literature accepted into the canon. The way it had to be said was as if you were posh, grown up, male, English, and dead. As you'll see from this example, Lochhead's poetry is very much alive, as is her efforts to promote poetry in Scotland. Trouble is not my middle name. It is not what I am. I was not born for this. Trouble is not a place, though I am in it deeper than the deepest wood, and I'd get out of it, who wouldn't, if I could. Hope is what I do not have in hell, not without good help, no. Could you listen, listen hard and well, to what I cannot say except by what I do? And when you say I do it for badness, this much is true. I do it for badness done to me before any badness that I do to you. Hard to unfangle this, but you can help me. Loosen all these knots and really listen. I cannot plainly tell you this, but if you care, then beyond all harm and hurt, real hope is there. Going back in time now to 1773, when Scottish poet Christian Milne was born in Inverness. She began rhyming before her teens, carrying a small slate with her on which to compose her verses. Milne's parents, as well as her 9 siblings, all died by the time Milne was about 20 years old. Jobs and domestic service and her own family kept her busy throughout her 20s. It wasn't until her early 30s when her work was discovered. In Aberdeen, she gathered a subscription list of 500, and her first and only book of poems was published in 1805, called Simple Poems on Simple Subjects. In the book's introductory poem, she framed her achievement with some humble humour. "Be it known, amid all who pant for public fame, that one more modest ne'er put in a claim to be enrolled an author than the mean, unlettered female bard of Aberdeen." With the profits from her book, she and her husband, a ship carpenter, were able to purchase a boat. Milne and her husband had 8 children, and she continued writing poetry but had no further work published. One can't help wonder what else this Scottish poetess of the Romantic era could have published had her circumstances been any different. Listen to 2 poems by Christian Milne after this song from the Peat Bog Fairies. Thank you. This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. On this episode, part two of our poetry and song series, celebrating Scottish poetry and music. Here are a few poems now by Scottish poet Christian Milne. To a lady who said it was sinful to read novels. To love these books and harmless tea has always been my foible. Yet will I ne'er forgetful be to read my Psalms and Bible. Travels I like, and history too, or entertaining fiction. Novels and plays I'd have a few, if sense and proper diction. I love a natural harmless song, but cannot sing like Handel. Deprived of such resource, the tongue is sure employed in scandal. To a gentleman, desirous of seeing my manuscripts. I'm gratified to think that you should wish to see my songs, as few would read my book, who knew to whom this book belongs. My mean estate and birth obscure, the ignorant will scorn. Respect, though distant from the good, makes that more lightly borne. Though I could write with seraph pen, though angels did inspire, none but the candid and humane my writings would admire. The proud would cry, such paltry works we will not deign to read. The author's but a shipwright's wife and was a serving maid. Inured to hardships in my youth, if want my age should crown, I'll never beg the haughty's bread, death's milder than their frown. You'll think but little of my songs when you have read them o'er, but say they're well enough from her, and I expect no more. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Access a music playlist and links to the poets and poetry you've heard today on our website, www.simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, be part of our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join us next time for more of All Things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Still in your throat, you've gone the distance. You hear them laugh.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. Play your masterpiece for blind.